under the sun, just a crazy, crazy, crazy dream. Isn't life just a mirage of the world before the world, before the world? Why am I here and not over, over, over there? Where did time begin? Where does space end?
took so long. These legs are bricks and drip through sheets. Steaming underneath the clothes we wore, now on the floor, it's true. Strength.
sister mania. Think less but see it grow. Like a ride, like a ride, oh. Not easily offended, not hard to let it go. From a mess to the masses. Think less but see it grow. Like a ride, oh. Not easily offended, not hard to let it go. From a mess to the masses. A list of mania. Think less but see it grow. Like a ride, oh. Not easily offended, not hard to let it go. Showtime, this is showtime, this is showtime. Oh.
to experience a hot mess.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it is here. We are here. Hot mess is in the house. A little late today, and Blontron is on her way with some fantastic beats, but I'm telling you, Mother Nature just let out her fury. She released everything that she had and is still continuing to do so all over the lower mainland of British Columbia. Lightning, hail, rain, flooding. I'm not lying. At one point, no joke, the water was clearly above the bottom of my car door. It was absolutely ridiculous. Oh my god.
It was also in my boots.
Blontron just got here.
You're so wet. Everything is wet, and it's not in the way I like being wet. It's in the way I don't like being wet.
But I will tell you one thing. She looks absolutely fabulous for someone who just trudged here in the torrential downpour. Anyway, before
we trudged. That's a new word.
That's
like
all
it.
You do when you're like in wetness.
That's all
you trudge.
When you're this wet. It's not even trudging. It's
so
trudging.
I'm going to play a track that's going to bump things up. It's a little Death From Above. It's from the remix album. And then we're going to settle in and make things rock and roll for you right here on Hot Mess. That's right. We got some great things coming up. So here's DFA, one of the best Canadian bands ever.
Ever.
Romantic price the all that you got. Push them down to size, it's more than just lip. Come on girls, I know you know what you want. Come on now. My. You play with shames, but they just won't last. I know you love me, you don't know what you like. You're watching TV, I stay up all night.
I'm here, baby, I love company. I'm jealous, baby, alone and happy. I'm here, baby, I love company. I'm jealous, baby, alone and happy.
This is kind of like it, it's good things. Flipping the cup. This game will save us if we don't die young. Come on, yeah, we're having a little fun.
Because there's so many clouds.
Why?
Because there's so many clouds.
Why?
Because it's raining. But you know what? There's
what?
Thunder and lightning.
And a little bit, right?
That's always exciting to me.
You know, I love that track. That album is kind of old. It's phenomenal, but
yeah, it is old, but it's like
it never
also great.
It never
gets old.
No.
Kind of like how good looking I am.
Yeah, you got some fancy new leopard hair, I have to admit.
I have leopard hair. How cool is that?
I have a cough too, so I apologize for that. But guess what? We're trying to get some money here.
Yeah, we are trying to get money. And you know what? I'm going to give away something cool.
What are you going to give away?
Well, the reason I wanted to talk about my leopard hair is because it's really awesome. And it's fantastic. And the people that gave it to me are at Rain Salon. Rain Hair Salon. Fabulous hair salon down underneath the Granville Street Bridge. And they can do anything. They've given me checkers on the side of my head, most recently leopard. And they're all really attractive and they're really nice people. And they are going to give a haircut.
And yes, they are.
There's lots of people out there that need haircuts. I've seen at least 50 of you today. So if you call
included,
in,
but
if you call in and donate to the fund drive right now,
604-822-8648. It's a different number than the studio.
We want you to call
the fund drive number. There's two, as I walked by, lovely ladies just waiting
on edge
to answer your phone.
They're
call.
Super hotties. And if you know, like, normally you'd be calling like live links, but you don't need to because you can talk to hotties right here at CITR
and give the money that you would have given to live links on your credit card to us because we
and get a haircut. You can talk to hotties and get a haircut. Oh my goodness.
And well, the whole purpose is because so we can continue to bring you great music here on CITR 101.9.
yeah,
Hot Mess Fridays from 6 to 7:30. That's
it's
what we
super
do
super important.
We've only raised $12,668. We need to get to
90 cents.
Oh, 90
cents. I want to know who donated the 90 cents.
That's a bit strange. Maybe it was me, my pocket change.
Maybe. Anyways, that's a lot of money, but it's not enough to keep up
this.
Ed's colonic treatment. So if you could please, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But no, it always comes back to poop here on Hot Mess. But call in right now, 604-822-8648. I'll give you a high five and a haircut.
We're going to go check in with those ladies and make sure you call. But before that, I had a chance to sit down with some Canadian pop people.
Are they pop?
Yes, they are pop.
They look a little gnarly to be pop to me.
Pop rock. That's right.
Lip rings.
I joked
emo
around.
Bangs.
Stop.
Okay, sorry.
I joked around with Jake and Dave from Headley. Nice gentlemen. Very nice.
I bet you wanted to jog around with them.
Stop. Okay. Oh my God. I'm wet. You're wet. Let's just move along. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, I had the opportunity to hang out with them for about a few minutes, and
that's exciting,
and it was really good to chat them up. So
Headley's cool.
Shall I chat with Headley? Let's hear it.
Chat with Headley.
Yay, Headley. Yay.
Speedy, hot it hard.
I'm not speedy with the ladies. I film everything.
Ready? Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ed Vint, hanging out with Jake and Dave.
Why, thank you, Ed. Of Hardly. Headley.
Yeah. There we go. Okay, I'm going to get into it right away. Hard, fast.
So she likes
important questions.
Like, what's your, check me in the morning.
What's your favorite color?
Oh, definitely. definitely.
Totally kidding.
Definitely cut right to the core.
Totally kidding.
Definitely cute.
Okay. Album. It's called The Show Must Go.
Yeah.
I'm not pretty sure because I haven't been on tour with you guys, but there might have been a time when maybe you were like, I don't know if the show's going to go. Let's hear about it.
Just know, there's been times where we're like, the show's got to stay. And then we kind of went, yay. The Show Must Go is a really cool name. It has a lot to do with our personal lives as performers and entertainers and how closely they can begin to sort of meld together, and you can't tell what's real and what's fictional anymore, and you're, you know, all of a sudden you don't have any more privacy and you're sort of wondering, you know, what sense of identity you have left. And so The Show Must Go really sort of says a lot about how important it is for us to, you know, stay true to who we are as people, and that, you know, it isn't a show all the time.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be. We are human beings and we have lives and families and emotions that need to be taken care of and sort of compartmentalized.
People have a hard time kind of realizing that sometimes, I guess.
And people don't need to. People don't need to know that that's not who I am all the time, because that's not what my job says. And I'm cool with that. People, you know, people come up to me when I'm having a bad day and go, hey, I want an autograph, man. You're a funny guy. Woo! I'm not going to be like, hey, man, I'm having a bad day. Fuck off, bro. I have feelings too. It's part of my job to accommodate that. And I'm cool with that. We get that. That's part of the gig. But it's important for us personally just to remember that, you know, we have feelings and disciplines and all sorts of things that we need to be able to keep in check that might be a lot easier for us to for it to get away from us than a lot of other people. You know, there was a time where we used to, you know, around like our first record, we would just get drunk and party all the time, and everyone at a label was like, ha, that's so funny, you guys are hilarious, that's awesome.
You know, the first record too, you know, you take everything as it's coming right away because you never know if it's going to happen again. You kind of take everything that's happened for the first time as if it's going to be the last time. And I think we still hold that mentality true some respect because we have the most amazing job. And I don't think I'd ever want to do another job. So I think the whole point with us, you know, the best part about putting out records is, you know, being able to put out another record.
It's a good way to live.
Doing it.
It's a good way to live your life, right? Like, it's pretty awesome. You guys recorded, I think, 4 songs in New Jersey or worked on them at least?
Yeah, we worked on a handful in New Jersey. We did part of the record down in Hollywood.
Which one away?
We did, probably about half of it.
Can you get really loud?
Loud?
Do that?
Oh, I think we're good.
Sorry,
it's all good.
It's all good. Sorry, Dave.
No, it's all good. So, yeah, we did the record in 4 different parts. We were in Jersey, part of it, Hollywood, part of it, and then we did another part of half of the year. So it was a real mixed bag, and that's some people who worked with. Hey! Hey!
What's going on?
Down! I'm sure that
I'm going
sorry.
To
rescue someone.
I'm sorry.
Right,
I'm blaming that on you.
Okay. Well, that's normal.
So it was different. It was, you know what, if we could, I think we'd stay at home and make a record, because there really is no better place than sleeping in your own bed after a long day in the studio. But it's fun to all kind of chalk it up for experience. And,
you know. So, I mean, you kind of answered my question, but New Jersey, pick it or kick it?
Kick it.
Yeah, I'd kick it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, even, you know, even do, we said, but on the opposite, right, Jersey was rainy, and Hollywood was nice and hot, but, you know, there's still, it's cool because you bunker down, and you kind of get into a rhythm of it, you know, we would pretty much spend all of our time driving to and from the studio, at the studio, and then back home and sleep. And that's pretty much what we did for a couple months of our summer.
So it was just hardcore
focus.
Work.
Yeah, you got to focus in on what you're doing. And, you know, none of us take our job lightly and take what we like.
Well, I don't take it heavily, ever. No, I'm kidding.
So, it's like every time you're making a record, it's always new and exciting. And I think when you get to the end of it, there's always parts that you go, oh, yeah, well, you wish we had done this a little differently. And I think that's a good motivation to keep making another record, just because then you get another, you know, more songs.
Amen.
Tracks at it.
It's true. It's true. Single on the album that just came out right now.
Don't Talk to Strangers.
There you go. There's got to be a little bit of a story behind that.
There is. That's actually a cumulative effort. No one band member can take entire responsibility for it.
I see.
The story's inception, I think it's very important to establish the fact that all four of us played a vital role in putting this story together.
Like Misbehaviors.
Absolutely.
I think with a song like that, too, is people are like, oh, hey, when you wrote this song, who was it about? Well, you know, sometimes as performers, we're also storytellers and telling a story, and you know what?
In other words, for that, kids, is liars.
Fiction and nonfiction,
falsifying
folks. Fiction and nonfiction.
So sometimes it's kind of our job to kind of poke fun, and if anything, kind of nudge the proverbial nutsack of the bear that's in front of you.
I like that. I'm going to use that. I'm going to use that
all
again.
Right, that works.
Talking about the sort of tone of the album, I mean, there's definitely the upbeat tracks, but... more chill this time, and was that conscious, or did it
doesn't appear to be chill up until this point, because as far as the videos and the singles that we've put out,
there's
not, so, and I'm glad that we got that side out first, but that doesn't speak for the album at all.
Yeah, like, I really like it. It's kind of, I wouldn't say different, but it's just a little bit more...
There's very few songs on this record that sound similar to each other, which was a conscious effort in one way, but it's also just kind of how it came out.
That trait has become ubiquitous with Headley Records. Yeah. That's all three of our records now are like that. None of them are the same. For the most part, the large percentage of the tracks in each of the albums are different from each other, and that's important because that says a lot about our creative process.
Yeah. It also says a lot about our fans, too, because it was really like the songs like...
Boy, are they weird!
It was, you know, it was the help of the fans that really embraced the songs on the last record that were the kind of the long balls for us. So the ones that we were kind of debating on, being, I don't know, does it sit right? Is this us?
And,
but the one thing I think we realized on the last record, the songs we put out is going to be a Headley song. And
for sure. But the fans have definitely sort of empowered us to kind of go, okay, well, you know, our, But these are the songs. The songs that we thought maybe weren't exactly us are the ones that are actually, you know, our complexion. They're kind of creating our identity. And so in this record, we definitely felt, you know, a bit of breathing room to be a bit more of ourselves and just go, okay, well, this is the kind of music we write. And we're always wanting to be able to open doors for the future and go, okay, if we want to continue to make music that is a bit more along these lines, then here are some of the songs that are, you know, taking steps in that direction. So there's songs on this album that are 2.5 minutes long and just an acoustic guitar and no chorus to it. Like, there's a song called The Sweater Song, and it's just like an upside down song.
That was a cool one, because that was the first song we'd actually played off the record live. It was written on the last tour.
We wrote it on the last tour and actually played it on the previous tour.
I was surprised by it, and it's great. Sorry.
Dan's Drive drove that one for us, because it was where they took that song that Jake wrote live and took it to another place and added that personal stamp right away to themselves. Kind of helped mix things for us, because when you're writing personal music, it's hard to kind of not feel like all you're doing is kind of like burying and telling your stories. But then when other people kind of relate to it too, that's when it becomes that unifying. Like, I don't know how many people have come up to me and said, oh, for the night's sake, I remember it was our song we played at our wedding. And that's a really cool
thing. This song. This song.
Speaking of that, I got a game we can play later.
All right.
You want to play a game?
I want to play the game right now.
Yeah, all right. Right now.
All right. Here's how it works. It's called 30 Minds.
Yeah! Oh.
And I'm going to give you 3 clues. You got to guess what it is. However,
you have to make lewd, sexual references.
No, keep in mind, the clues, the answer is not sexual or lewd or dirty whatsoever.
I'm familiar with the game.
All right, so you might know the answer. All right, let's go for, if I miss, I hit your bush. It's my job to stuff your box. When I come, it's news.
Nailed it. Newspaper boy. Newspaper guy.
Very nice. Okay. Let's do... The longer I'm in, the harder I get. I only get laid once. I'm only eaten once.
Eggs.
Yeah. Wow.
I only get laid once. It didn't make any sense.
No, we're not used to that.
I didn't write.
Four or five times?
One more, and then we'll call it a day. I come with a hole. Men eat me in the morning. I can leave a glaze on your face.
Don't watch me!
Ladies and gentlemen,
pussy.
Headley, the show must go. I think it's good, so go get it.
Thanks, man. He's like, Headley, the show must go. 7.
Yeah. I never said 7. I think
you used a 7 voice.
Headley, show must go. What's a great word for mediocre?
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
She was a bottle blonde. She had a 7 zone. When I think about it now, just a cougar on the prowl. She was hotter than hell. Had me under a spell. Got that ass doing yoga. Didn't care that she's old. Got off the stage. Ended up at a place. We were burning up the bed. Fire needed to be fed. Morning sun hit her face. Maggie May showed her age. I remember when my I'm fresh and hungry with fire in her eyes. Let you try her on first. I'll show you a trick or two to teach you something new. Full of Bacardi and Botox. She's 40 and so hot. The light of the day had something different to say. My head started to spin when I saw her son walking in. I bet he felt like a fool, 'cause I knew him from school. Like mama said, just like mama said, my mama said.
Lady, it's crazy, you're almost twice my age. I wanna dance on your body the way I shake it on stage. Hey, pretty lady, it's crazy, you're almost twice my age. I wanna dance on your body the way I shake it on stage.
Hey, pretty lady, it's crazy, you're almost twice my age.
I don't know about you, but my mama didn't say that to me.
I'm sorry. Yes, I don't know. I didn't hear the words.
It said, like mama said, don't talk to strangers.
Oh. My mom talked to lots of strangers.
Mine too.
That's okay.
You look so lovely. Hey, people.
You can't. The people out there can't see me, but you know what they can do?
Call.
You know what?
Right now.
I'm really upset with all of you long-haired freak shows. You need a haircut and it's free.
No,
and it's,
you know what? You know
okay,
what?
I'm going to okay, take a
wait,
different
just,
approach.
Just give me a minute. Just give me a minute here. Because you know what? We have to give them the benefit of the doubt. Because right now, I bet you they're a little bit frazzled because they were caught in the rain and they're probably a little bit damp and they don't want to bring out their wallets to get their credit cards because it was wet. So now they're inside and they're drying off. And so at the next break of music, they're going to call because they were like, you know, rain frazzled, weather frazzled. That's right.
I'm going to make a song so you'll remember the number 604-822-8648.
To donate.
To donate 8648.
Come on.
CITR.
You guys got to do Hot Mess Proud out here. We got to bring in some bucks.
Ed will cook you dinner.
I will.
Rain Hair Salon, the greatest hair salon in Vancouver, is going to give you a haircut. I am going to give you a DJ lesson and a high five, and I'm going to give you guest list to the club.
And Jason Awesome, who's not here right now, will write a song for you.
Yeah.
That's a pretty major thing.
Holy smokes. It's basically like, I bet you if the queen were to call me, I wouldn't offer her all those things.
No.
But so, if somebody were to call and donate,
and you
got to
donate over $40.
Oh, we're putting stipulations on it now?
I'm not doing all that for $5 now. Come on.
Okay, that's fine. But we also, you know, on Hot Mess, we have lots of concert tickets. We're pretty hooked up. I mean, I'm not tooting our own horns too much.
Yeah,
but
you are a little bit.
Okay, no big deal. We get VIP to everything. And we'll take you if you call in and donate. 604-822-8648.
And
it's
if you
so
want.
So great. 8648.
If you really want, you can call in and chat with us. 604-822-2487 and donate that way as well. But we'd rather you call
the
line.
I'd rather you call the two hotties in the donation room.
They're very sexy voices.
They do. This is a new segment I like to call. Ed is so obsessed with Lady Gaga, I'm letting him play one show a week. What show would you like to hear this week, Ed?
What's a show? You mean a song?
One song a week, every
First
show.
First of all, I'm pretty stoked because she's coming to town. Three sold out shows, might I add. And you know what?
Big deal. She's a big deal. I get it.
You can make fun of me all you want. I think she's a phenomenal performance artist.
She has great legs.
She's got a great body. And she's an amazing musical genius because if you listen to her music, yes, it's pop, but it's varied. She writes it all herself and she's an accomplished musician. So, without further ado,
this is my favorite. This is a really good example of musical genius. Got my ass hit by sexy Cupid. Sorry, go ahead.
I said musical genius. I didn't say lyrical genius.
Okay. No, what song? No, the new songs are good. Okay, play the new song. Go for it.
I'm going to play Monster. It's off the Fame Monster album, and pretty sure it's friggin' ridiculous. So
you're friggin' ridiculous.
Here we go on Hot Mess.
Don't call me Gaga. I've never seen one like that before. Don't look at me like that. You amaze me.
He ate my heart. He ate my heart. He ate my heart. He ate my heart.
You amaze me.
Gogs. That was actually a really sweet track. I would totally get down to that in the club.
There's some pretty kick-ass remixes of that song out there.
I'm sure there are.
So yeah, I personally highly recommend checking out the Fame Monster, because you got the original CD.
Yeah.
As well as you have the other album that was there before that has the... like Just Dance and all that, and then the new album, which is it's a double disc package, and
but it's all the same album.
Yeah, but you get both, so more songs. Okay. But you also get like the track Telephone, where that's featuring Beyonce, which is awesome, and she shows off her lyrical. I'll just stop talking about.
Okay, Gaga. Well, you know what? You've had your time with Lady Gaga. This has been Ed's Obsessed with Lady Gaga, and he gets five
right here
minutes
on Hot Mess.
On Hot Mess.
So who's called in and donated money?
You know what? We're adding. I'm gonna sweeten the pot. Gonna put some honey in there.
I think we should get one of those lovely, beautiful people who are sitting in the boot in the phone room right now to come over and tell us what's going on.
Okay, I'll get them in a second. I just want to sweeten the pot first.
What are you sweetening it with?
I'm gonna sweeten it with
sugar and honey.
Sugar, honey, and a mixtape from me. Yeah. I'm gonna give you free downloads. I'm gonna give you a free mixtape so you can work out. Actually, I guarantee you'll lose 10 pounds if you call in, donate $40, yeah, and listen to my mixtape at the gym. I personally guarantee it. You will lose 40 pounds before the holidays.
Everybody needs to lose 10. Don't tell me you don't.
$40, 40 pounds. Blondtron's mixtape. Call in right now. 604-822-8648.
Don't forget the haircut, the free dinner, and the song written about you. And
yeah, that's a really good cook. He's Mexican, so he can make you some enchiladas, some tamales. Oh, I'm sorry.
Not
Chinese?
Mexican.
He's going to make some... No, he's Chinese. I'm sorry. You're Chinese-Mexican, so...
Pretty sure
if you
I
want
have neither...
Sweet and sour pork balls or a tamale, call right now. 604-822-8648. It will be so great if you call 8648.
Oh my freaking lord.
It'll go on a date with ya. Okay. How about I just play some music because Ed has had enough of me.
No.
Why not?
I want somebody to call in and donate some money right now.
Okay, I'm going to play a couple tunes because I've got some really cool tunes. And then I'm going to check back with those hotties in the donation room. I'm not joking you. They are both dimes. Top of the line.
And all right, Blondtron, tell us what you're going to play.
Okay, I'm going to play... I'm just going to play a little mix that I started making when I was on the bus, crying about how wet my feet are.
How
and you're
what,
enjoy
what
it,
did you say? How what your feet are?
My how what my feet are? How they're super wet. This is called My Feet Are Wet, and I'll post up all the tracks on our blog, hotmess.org.
My feet are wet.
Again, the number is 604-822-8648.
Donate.
Deserves a mention. take a picture of the police. You could face arrest and state detention. Now this seems odd to me. A straight infringement of my civil liberty, since my life is captured on CCTV. I can't hide from society. Yet I accept this, cause there's so many crimes without a good witness. I can't quite respect this, though I know the value of good insurance. But gonna do if there's another Rodney King? My phone is a weapon of a mass destruction. I don't know, we can't do a thing. My phone is a weapon of a mass destruction. I don't know, we can't do a thing. What we gonna do if there's another Rodney King? I don't know, we can't do a thing. There's a group on Facebook, hypothetically speaking, if I was a terrorist. It's the first place I would look if I wanted my comrades to know I've unofficially this. An innocent protest becomes something the government can contest. The law creates an uproar, the uproar justifies the law.
The law creates an uproar, the uproar justifies the law. The law creates an uproar, the uproar justifies the law. The law creates an uproar, the uproar justifies the law. The law creates an uproar, the uproar justifies the law.
King, my phone is a weapon of a mass destruction. I don't know, we can't do a thing.
My phone is a weapon of a mass destruction.
I don't know, we can't do a thing. What we gonna do if there's another Rodney King? I don't know, we can't do a thing. What do you call a copper caught on camera?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What do you call a copper caught on camera?
Why do you wanna know?
What do you call a civilian caught on camera?
I don't know.
Evidence.
gotta watch. Jump up on that table like you really don't care. What a bad dream, bad ball. Boy, this my fault. A million bucks. What's it all? I'm a rock star. We ride it, ride it. Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods. We trying to get that out, bro. We tan the end up to this fucking party. Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah.
I'm all down. Haters in the crowd, if you see them, point them out. Snacks in my jeans, bras on the scene. Valorant be rolling for all y'all to see. Ain't not something, the way I'm stunting. My material girls, give them A-Rod money. LV on my luggage, the man I'm so hate and I love it. Fuck it.
Delicious beats with the watermelon fingernail.
Yeah, I have watermelon fingernails. Big up to fingertips on Davey. You and girls know how to paint some fingernails.
Bird hair. Leopard hair. Courtesy Shine. Speaking of Shine.
Can I just say...
What?
I would like to say hello to Carl.
Carl. Hi, Carl.
Carl called in and donated 60 flipping dollars.
Yay, Carl. You know so Carl means? Is now like, the winner
I you,
of...
I bet you wish you were Carl, everybody who's not Carl, because guess what Carl just got? He just got a mixtape that's going to help him lose 40 pounds before Christmas.
I thought it was 10.
Okay, well...
Someone's on the exaggeration train.
Well, right, he's going to help him lose some weight before Christmas so he can indulge in turkey. He's going to get a haircut from Rain Hair Salon, the best hair salon in Vancouver.
He's going to look sexy for all the holiday parties.
Yeah, Rain Hair Salon, best ever. And okay, but Jay is going to write him a song, but since Jay isn't here, I'm going to write him a song, and I'm going to sing it for him on air right now. Oh, no, I've got music. I've got music.
Oh, okay.
Oh, just no big deal.
Give it.
I'm going. Turn it up. Turn it up.
I'm waiting.
Turn it up more. I want
to
hear it.
Dedicated to Carl from Hot Mess.
I want to hear it in my headphones. Oh, Carl. Ready? Are you ready for this?
Let's go. Come on.
Okay. Carl, you donated 60 bucks. With any luck, you'll be getting late for Christmas.
Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Carl donated 60 bucks and he's gonna have some lucky luck.
Go, Carl.
He's so great. I would like to take him on a date.
Go, Carl.
Carl, 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 Carl. Didn't you know that it's Christmas time and it's at CITR? You should give some money to us.
Call 604-822-8648 to donate.
To donate like Carl, the sexiest man on earth. He gave us 60 bucks and he's gonna have a new haircut and he's gonna be looking good for all you ladies and he's gonna be losing weight because he got a mixtape. Oh, Carl, he's gonna be looking so fine this Christmas.
Okay, that's enough.
Oh, Carl.
That's enough.
Carl, thanks for donating. You could have a song written about you too here on Hot Mess if you call 604-822-8648. You can be like Carl. You can be good looking like Carl.
I've got an idea though.
Oh, that means, okay, here's the thing. We're so close. We're at $12,932.70. If somebody brings us over the edge, you'll have the monstrous prize.
70 bones takes us to 1,300.
Yeah.
13,000.
And
70.
Since Hot Mess is always in trouble on air, I feel like the more money you guys can give us, the better we'll look to all of our program directors, and that would be great. So
give us $70, please.
Please give us 70 bucks, and we'll high-five you, and we'll take you to a concert. And it could be a great concert. I don't know which one yet, but we'll find one, and it'll be awesome, and make sure that you like it.
Okay, stop talking. Blondtron's going to play some music, and we'll come back one more time to make sure that the person who called in, who's calling in right now at 604-822-8648 to donate.
To donate.
Here's some music right here on Hot Mess. Yummy.
it's out of B-Boy's chocolate. And take it to the floor, it's like a B-Boy's mantra. I'm body rocking, soul shocking, and stopping, it's not an option. Keep breaking out of the box and out of the toxin, moving, stopping.
Who's watching?
Ruin it, my flow style, I like pop, block, and act. Spin raps in my low afro. Macaroni Tony, let the whole back go. While I'm bringing the boost, when the party gets dry, out of DJ's juice. Turning up the fucking beats on the ones and twos. Put your hands to the ceiling if you're feeling the proof. From out of the roof, to the monks on the walls. DJs hit the place, let them know who you are.
Yo, it's so nice when you hear that sound. And the hands go up, and the body get down. You feel so right when your song is on. Right from moonrise to the break of dawn. It's all love when you feel that touch. When your body goes down and your hands go up. And you feel so right when your song is on. Move from moonrise to the break of dawn.
Yo, we getting down to the nitty gritty. Flying on the freeway, smash through the city. It's so pretty, ghetto blast, beautiful, freak, nasty. Top ranking, tapped and stankin'. Got dancing feet with no money in the bank. And sneaky politicians can't stop souls from drinking. Two-step rockin' if you sober or drinking. Keep the party moving till the sun tray resting. Turn it up, select it, give a pound and thanks, man. Body on some old bounce, rock and skate. Party jam at the house, party through the house. Wake up, original style, never the fake. Honor the break, love creates, spread the word to the crowd. Get live, crazy, disturbed. Ain't you heard? It's that new disco, West Coast. Rock Los Angeles Frisco.
It's so nice when you hear that sound. And the hands go off and your body get down. And you feel so right when the song is on. Move from moonrise to the break of dawn. It's all love when you feel that touch. When your body goes down and your hands go up. And you feel so right when your song is on. Rock from moonrise to the break of dawn.
Down, down, take that zipper down, 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 down, down.
CITR Hot Mess.
That's an old one. It's from 1994.
94. Speaking of 1994.
Pants fall into the floor in 94 with that song.
You were like 5.
I was actually 8.
8. Well, speaking of 8, it's almost 7:30, which means
sports.
Another rending edition of Hot Mess is over, and we're gonna pass the ones and twos and the board, the nozzles and the toggles and the buttons to sports here on CITR. Gonna
you
listen
have
to
one last chance to get a really awesome prize. 604-822-8648 to donate.
Do it now.
Do it.
Otherwise, we bid you a farewell. Come listen to our show, hotmess.org. Check it out. Here's the last minute or two with Blontron on Hot Mess. Hotmess.org. Check it out. Yo! Bye-bye.
Take a zipper down. 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 Take a zipper down. 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 that zipper down, 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 down. I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. I only wanted one time to see you laughing. Only wanna see you laughing in the purple rain.
The following is a live presentation of CITR Sports.
With the midway point of the season just 3 weeks away, the UBC Thunderbirds men's hockey team are going to have to make a late push before the December break in order to get back into the Canada West playoff picture. It's UBC Thunderbirds men's hockey versus the Lethbridge Pronghorns tonight here on CITR Sports Friday. Thank you for joining us. I'm Tyler Noble, high above the ice at the Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Sports Center. Chandler Greve between the benches. And Chandler, it's quite simple. A little bit ridiculous, perhaps, to say that the Thunderbirds are in must-win territory already, but they've been in free fall since starting the season 3-0-1.
Yes, thank you, Tyler. Yeah, all the cliches in the book don't justify the importance of this weekend for the UBC Thunderbirds men's hockey team. It is gut check time. No more excuses will do, and the season is for surely on the line. But all those don't quite up to some of the significance of this weekend against the Lethbridge Pronghorns. After a 3-0-1 start, the wheels have completely fallen off for the Birds. They come into this game losers of six straight and have been outscored, get this, Tyler, 34-10 during the streak. But this weekend, the Horns come into town, and their season has kind of mirrored that of the Birds so far, as they come into this weekend mirrored in a six-game skid of their own. Their 3-8-1 record has them dead-tied in the standings with the T-Birds for last place.
National anthem coming up. We'll take a break. Puck drop is next on CITR 101.9.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour.
Award-winning journalist Amy Goodman is on a national speaking tour to mark Democracy Now!'s 13th anniversary and launch her new book, Breaking the Sound Barrier. Come see Amy speak, grab a copy of her new book, and support your local community and campus radio stations all at the same time. This event's a fundraiser, so all proceeds go to support the broadcasting operations of CITR 101.9 FM, Co-op 102.7 FM, and CJSF 90.1 FM. Democracy Now! Can be heard on these three Vancouver campus and community stations.
Tickets are available at Banyan Books and Sound, Spartacus Books, People's Co-op Books, and Sophia Books, Zulu Records, and Red Cat Records. Join us Wednesday, November 25th at Vancouver Public Library in the Alice McKay Room, 350 West Georgia Street. The event is at 7 p.m. Doors are at 6:30.
And welcome back to Thunderbird Arena for UBC Men's Hockey versus the Lethbridge Pronghorns. Tyler Noble and Chandler Greve with you, getting set to go here in a very critical game for the Thunderbirds.